Ah, yes. Can you just see the sunshine coming out? They must have brought the sunshine with them from Los Angeles. The Paper Jackets are in-house. The latest EP is called Don't Lose Your Head, a live performance and a cool conversation on the way. First song out of the gate is Carousel, Laguna Beach, live from our Julie Lawton studios. Please welcome Paper Jackets.
She wanted all or nothing, so I gave her more. Now she's tired of it, threw my heart on the floor. And I'm falling faster, I can't ignore. Your face in the picture frames, broken on the front porch.
Dancing.
Yeah, let me just stand here with my mouth wide open and go, man, yeah, yeah, that's what that's why I got up today, man. That's good stuff. The band is Paper Jackets, live in our Pearl Street studios. The EP is called Don't Lose Your Head, and I should have mentioned live in our Pearl Street Julie Lawton studios. The EP is called Don't Lose Your Head. That was Carousel. We'll talk about their upcoming trip to Phoenix on August 3rd for a great show out there. Let's hear something else, though. This one is called Trigger. Once again, Laguna Beach, please welcome Paper Jackets. That's good stuff, man. That is Paper Jackets. The EP is called Don't Lose Your Head. That song was Trigger. Let's have the band come on in here and chat with them for a while. And in the meantime, I want you to hear something else off the latest EP. This one's called Girl.
Tell
It's the Mornings with Ed show, and in studio with Paper Jackets. The EP is called Don't Lose Your Head. That song was called Girl. With me, I have James, Emily, Johnny, and Amy. Welcome.
Hey.
You guys are awesome. You can move. You can actually, yeah, move that any way you want to get it close to you. What a great performance so early in the morning, man.
Thank you.
Thank you.
All right. Thanks for making the drive in from LA. Tell me about the song I just heard, Girl.
Well, it's the single right now off of our EP, Don't Lose Your Head.
Okay.
And we have a video we're super pumped to premiere on Billboard.
Awesome.
Which is awesome. This 29th of this month, 29th of July.
Oh, you must be stoked.
Yes.
Yeah,
super.
Yes.
All right. Now, shooting the video, is it... Tell me about the process of that. Is it do you have the same control over that as you do the music itself, as you produce that, or do you have less control over the video shoot?
No, it just depends on who's involved with the video.
Yes,
but
definitely.
I'll say in this, we can all kind of speak to this. In this case, it was kind of frantic and crazy. People were like dropping. There was a guy filling up a fog machine with no fog basin, so there's like fog fluid everywhere. There's like a cat stuck in a tree that's on fire. That's
sounds like my house.
Oh, listen, I walked in and I thought we were doing a photo shoot, and it was a full-blown music video. I was like, oh, okay, let's do it.
We did it in this really pink, funky space. It was like, it's the house that this lady converted into a dollhouse.
A Barbie house.
Oh, that's cool.
Super nostalgia, 90s stuff everywhere, like VHS tapes and unicorn dolls that like I had when I was a kid.
All right. Again, sounds like my house, right? Hey, don't mind the Betamax machine over here. Yeah. Now, August 3rd, you're going to Arizona. There's a show in Arizona. Phoenix is your hometown, is that right?
Yes, it is. So I'm really excited to be playing a live show there.
Right.
We're opening up for Ex-Ambassadors at the Mercury Ballroom.
All right.
No, Marquee Theater. Played Mercury Ballroom in Louisville.
Right. There'll be a quiz on Friday.
Yeah.
Bring a number two pencil and a clean sheet of paper, please.
We've been a lot of places. I'm super stoked for that show.
Now, Emily, you're the keyboardist,
yes.
And when exactly did your life begin with piano lessons being forced on you as a kid?
You know, it's funny because yesterday my mom found this photo album, and there's a picture of me at like one in like a little carrier with a piano in front of me and like huge disco glasses. I've never seen this picture. This whole time I thought I started at 14. No, it was one.
She had you in that whole Elton John look.
Yeah,
it was
certainly
Elton John.
Very much Elton John.
Now, James, tell me about how the genesis of this band evolved.
With this band, you know, it kind of goes back, way back to sort of like the early 2000s. I think everybody's kind of been in bands since then, at least from this band. You know, we've all kind of been evolving since.
Right.
But, you know, Emily and I were in bands as teenagers, you know, living in LA, going back home, you know, sort of making that trek, coming and going. On my second time back out to LA, I called her, you know, halfway across the country in my car, you know, from from Austin. I actually moved from Austin, Texas that time. And she totally agreed to just come to the rehearsals. And slowly but surely, we found Johnny, actually found him on a Craigslist posting, which was totally just sort of, you know, could have just been anyone, but it happened to be him. So we're super
That's awesome.
Fortunate.
That's when you know the universe is working in your favor.
Yeah.
Man. Yeah. When he's doing distracted driving by calling you while he's driving, first of all.
I was texting, I was watching a movie. And we've just been rehearsing ever since and really working in the studio. And just now, finally, this summer, we're currently in summer, we were on the road for a while. So it really, you know, it's just been taking off and feeling really good.
Right on, man. Now, Amy, you have a magnificent, magnificent instrument in that voice, man. That is a step up to the mic a little bit. It's I know you're good, but you're not that great, man. Come on, step up to the mic. You gotta get closer to the mic so we can hear you. There we go. Now tell me about your vocal. I couldn't hear you.
Any requests? No, I started young. I started at two when I started talking and you know, straight out of high school, joined different bands and broke into the songwriting world. Did that for a while for other artists. That's actually how I met James through a producer, Ethan Kaufman, who did Girl and all the other songs on the EP.
Magnificent.
Kind of just been in the same circles.
Confidence in that voice. There you deal with such great confidence in that voice. And was there a moment where you went, yeah, I'm a singer? Does that moment happen?
It's always been that for me.
Right?
I didn't realize it was like a profession I could do until maybe like five.
Okay.
And then I was like, okay, I'm going to be a singer. Yeah, but I actually had a lot of stage fright growing up, so
it doesn't show.
That was a hurdle.
It doesn't show now. Yeah. Let me tell you, man, outstanding.
Yeah, it takes a lot of time.
Johnny's on the guitar.
That is me.
How long you been playing?
Since I was about 7.
It sounds like that, dude. It sounds like that, right, man?
So from Wisconsin, so there wasn't a whole lot to do. Just holed up in the winter playing guitar.
Any other instruments you play?
I actually started on drums when I was like in like second grade.
Right on.
And that slowly tapered away.
That's when the parents normally go, yeah, I think we ought to get him a guitar, man.
I totally tried to get the drum set in the house.
And yeah, it's just...
Didn't they settle with like the electronic drum sets would just come out.
Right.
So we were like, okay, maybe that'll... And then I just lost interest.
Yeah.
It's weird when you like strike one of those rubber pads. Of those who've tried. It's not quite like the same.
It's different, right? Yeah. It feels different. I guess as a drummer... Now, drummers are snooty in their own way. So if you see a set of electronic drums, you go, I need my regular skins. Yeah. Is that what you do?
Could be. Right. You know what? You know, our drummer, we'd love to have that question answered, but our drummer just isn't here. He's just been missed a couple of these recently, and we've just been picking on him a little bit.
All right, well, let's continue to pick on him. The band is Paper Jackets. We're so glad to have them live in studio. The EP is Don't Lose Your Head. We heard a bunch of great songs. Anything else you want to tell our listeners before we bail? How do we find you on social media?
At Paper Jackets, paperjackets.com. There's just pretty much anything Paper Jackets related online. Paper Jackets band, you will find us. Check us out on YouTube and hang out for that video coming out on the 29th of July.
I can't wait to see it. Yeah, and anywhere on Spotify, anywhere their music is, right?
Really anywhere you can listen to music.
All right, this has been a total pleasure. Thanks for coming in, you guys.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you.
Look who it is.